Another group has some concerns over portions of the gun control measures made state law this week, mental health advocates. We get that story from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
During debate over the gun control legislation approved in the state Senate and Assembly, the issue of mentally ill people using guns to kill others came up a number of times, particularly among legislators who are opposed to restricting access to assault weapons and other guns. Senator Kathy Marchione, who voted against the package, says most of the perpetrators of mass shootings in recent years have been suffering from a mental illness.
And in only one instance, it wasn't mental illness. We need to look at mental illness.
Glenn Liebman with the Mental Health Association says that kind of talk creates the wrong impression about the vast majority of people with mental illness. He's also worried about provisions in the new law. They require mental health professionals to report patients to the authorities if they think the person might be a danger to themselves or others. Police would be able to confiscate their guns if they have any, and they'd be red flagged in a centralized database if they ever tried to buy a gun in the future. Liebman says the changes unfairly stigmatize people with mental illness as more violent than the rest of society.
And I know that this was not the intent of the governor or the legislature, but unfortunately continues to perpetuate that myth that people with mental illness are more violent than the general population. When we know this isn't coming from advocates, this is coming from research and science that tells us that people with mental illness are 12 times more likely to be victims of violence more than perpetrators of violence.
Governor Cuomo, during negotiations on the bill, acknowledged that there needed to be better reporting of mentally ill people who had the potential to use guns against others. The governor, speaking at the bill signing ceremony, says he spent weeks of discussions trying to strike the right balance.
It was a very complicated system to put together and a delicate balance to achieve. You want to protect the rights of mental health professionals, patients of mental health professionals, but at the same time, you want to have a system that also helps protect them. You know, if a person is a possible threat to themselves, then you don't want them to have a gun because they could possibly hurt themselves also, as well as others.
Liebman says mental health advocates were not given input into the gun control bill, but he says the groups have had a good relationship with Cuomo administration officials in the past, and they hope to now focus on ensuring better access to treatment. He says while New York has not cut services to the mentally ill as deeply as some other states, funding has been declining in recent years.
Cuts have still been made. And you see it in the streets. You see the longer waiting lists. You see people not getting services. And it's a great frustration that I think we see across the country, not just New York, but across the country.
Liebman says he would like to pivot to a thoughtful discussion about how to make treatment and mental health services more appealing and less stigmatizing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.